Peter Ancone grew up near Philadelphia. He had a happy childhood that ended abruptly when he was in high school.
I was into riding cars. I ran a track, and that world sort of burst when my father died very, very suddenly. I wasn't happy and carefree any longer. My father, while a very good man, didn't leave us with much, and we had quite a bit of debt. My mother grew up on a farm, so did not have much education, so there were very few jobs that she could get. So I needed to double down and get other jobs, and I began working in newspapers.
He thought about going to a public junior college when someone from St. Joseph's College heard about him.
The administrator, who was a Jesuit priest, reached out to me. I said, "Father, I can't afford to go to St. Joseph's." He said, "Not to worry about it." And within 2 days, I had a scholarship letter, as long as I worked on the college papers.
Pete did that, studied for a few semesters in Mexico and Colombia, and earned his degree. He was hired straight out of college as a writer for the Dallas Morning News.
My assignments were business in Latin America and the business climate. After doing it for a couple of years, I realized I did not want to live under dictatorships for the rest of my life. Came back to the United States and ended up as a business journalist.
And that's where, as a reporter for a publisher of trade magazines, Pete Ancone entered the world of entrepreneurs.
My assignment was to travel all over the Midwest and the South. My beat was small business. I fell in love with small business people, and I thoroughly enjoyed the job.
What he didn't like was the amount of travel required by the job.
I would be on the road for 6 to 8 weeks at a time. This meant I had no life. Every time I'd start getting involved with a girl, they'd get rather tired of waiting for 6 to 8 weeks. I'd be home for maybe 3 to 4 weeks and work local stories, and then off again. I did this for almost 2.5 years. So then I ended up getting married kind of late in life.
So Pete decided to go out on his own, writing business stories as a freelancer and forming an advertising and marketing agency.
Being an entrepreneur was very interesting to me. I was going to use advertising, which was a tool, to get me there, which would eventually lead me to writing fiction, which was my first love, but not a very practical one.
Pete ran his own agency for more than 30 years. By the time he was in his 60s, he had some new ideas of what he wanted to do with the rest of his life.
I decided I wanted to start working on a game plan. I don't want to do one thing, but there was one thing I did want to do, which was the one I never got to do, which was go back to writing fiction. So I formulated a plan to leave Pennsylvania, move to Florida, and create a life in which I could sustain and keep some of my old enterprise and begin a new enterprise as an author and a novelist.
Pete's first novel, The Running Games, is about the 1936 Olympics and a plot to assassinate Charles Lindbergh. He's working on his second novel, and he's sharing what he's learned from a lifetime in and around small business.
One of my little bucket careers today is lecturing people who want to be self-employed. People constantly put obstacles in front of themselves. Whenever they come up with an idea and they tell me about it, I'll say, "Gee, why don't you run with that?" And they will give me 20 reasons why it won't work, instead of saying, "I can give you 5 reasons why it will work. And here's what you need to do. Here's how to come up with a solution." That's been the most valuable part of my entire life. And I hope I can communicate that to people that I know and my own children.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.